Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were taught that as Christians, we need to separate ourselves from worldly things. Let's continue with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
He goes on saying, what conquered hath Christ with Belial? Basically saying this, Jesus Christ is not ecumenical. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? Now let me just stop there before I go any further. He's distinguishing here. He's making a difference. It's a point of difference. And so, what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? You see, we don't go in partnership. We don't have concord. We don't have this with these people. But we do take them to the gospel. We take the gospel to them, seek to get them saved. And if they do get saved, begin to teach them to observe all that he has commanded. But first, we got to get them saved. So we're in the world, but we're not of the world, as Jesus told us. And then he goes on to say, for ye are the temple of the living God. Your body is the temple of God, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and chapter 3. Your body is a temple of the living God. Wherever you go, God is in there. So don't quench his spirit. Don't grieve his spirit. Let his spirit have full sway through the word of God in your heart and life daily, meditating in his word, and seeking God how you can use his word that day. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Who says to come out from among them and be separate? The Lord does. Be separate from the darkness. Be separate from the unrighteous. Be separate from Belial and false religion and false doctrine. Idols and on down the line. But he goes on. He doesn't stop there. He says, and touch not the unclean thing. In other words, separate from worldliness and sin, because to worldliness, oh my goodness, we'll see that in a few minutes, is to make you at enmity with God. God looks at you, even though you may be saved, as an enemy, because you're helping the enemy when you're worldly. So he says, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. You see, it's both inward sin as well as outward sin. And he says, perfecting, that is maturing, holiness in the fear of God. Learn to hate evil. So we are to come out from among them. If you do, you will never be in the majority. You see, this is the world's turf. It's not ours. It's the world's turf. We got to understand that. Now, you won't be in the majority on earth, but you'll be in heaven's majority. Don't forget these two verses. I alluded to them just a moment ago, but it's in James 4 and verse 4 to begin with. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? What is God calling adultery for men and women? friendship with the world. It's kind of the idea of partnership, trying to incorporate the world. It's not turning your back on the things of the world. It's instead of fashioning yourself after the world, okay, after the former lust. And when you do that, God calls you an adulterer or adulteress, and you're doing that in your personal life. You may get down on people, commit adultery on their husband or wife, but you're doing the same thing on God. That's worse. I've seen people get mad and upset about somebody that went through a divorce, even a scriptural divorce. By that I mean it wasn't God's will for them to get divorced, but one or two of them had been committing adultery with someone else. They committed adultery with someone else, and it's continual. It's unrepentant. And so the injured party gets a divorce. And I've seen people call themselves Christians get more upset with that person than they do with the contemporary crowd and so forth. And the contemporary crowd is committing adultery against God. Wow. Because he looks at us as the bride of Christ. And that's how we commit adultery against him. So, be careful. Be careful of committing that atrocious sin of friendship with the world, because it puts you at enmity with God. You're an active enemy is what enmity means. Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do we as Christians get the full impact of those words? The enemy of God? I'm saved, and now I'm acting his enemy? You know, that's kind of like a man or a woman that cheats on their spouse. They're been an enemy to their marriage vows. Well, people that lose their standards of righteousness in God's house, as well as in their personal daily life, are committing adultery against God. They're just as bad or worse. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, it says, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica." Friendship with the world may make us loved by the world. For Christ said, if you were of the world would love his own. The Lord says you are an adulterer or an adulteress if you are a friend of the world. Now, I'm not going to apologize for this, but these churches that are giving away tickets to the movie house, you know, just, hey, we'll take care of your whole family. They're giving them gift cards, $20, $30, $40 gift cards. Say, hey, just come to church and you'll have this. This will be your gift card. And they're going out and buying beer with it. These people don't realize they're making themselves enemies of God because they're doing things according to the world, depending on world power to build their numbers instead of Spirit's power in their preaching and teaching. They don't want to give themselves to prayer and fasting. So as a result, they lack the power of God to do it, so they do the world's way. They turn to the arm of flesh. Demas goes into the world, we're told here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10. We're not told that he left the ministry. Rather, he left the fundamental ministry under the direction of the Apostle Paul. He may still continue to be involved in ministry, in a ministry. But now it is of the world. Oh, my. Demas is doing ministry by having light commune with darkness. And you see, light and darkness cannot abide in the same room. Compromise comes. Never read in the Bible anywhere where God counsels us to compromise his holiness, his righteousness, his purity, his worship, or anything else. Just think of the last 2,000 years of Demas, having lost his reward and saved so as by fire. The late Dr. Tom Malone said, "The world includes the evil systems of nations controlled by the prince of the power of the air. It is the godless system, the system of darkness, the system of evil. May I add that it is the system that takes you away from 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 14 through chapter 7, verse 1, that we just read, to come out from among them and be as separate. It leads to a Christian who compromises by unequal yokes of fellowship, partnership, through communion, concord, and part with all that is unrighteous, unholy, and unscriptural. They part with that, and it brings a Christian to the place of filthiness of the flesh and spirit, which is opposite the wisdom from above. And the end result is those souls we wanted to be accepted by, those people we wanted to accept us, are now in the valley of decision. They're like the souls that are mentioned in Ezekiel chapter 3 and verse 18. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. You see, this is what happens so often. Yeah, you can get saved, and you can still do that. Yeah. You can go to movies. You can drink. You can do this. You can do that. You can do all these sinful things that you were doing before. Don't worry about it. You can do all those things. All you got to do is say this prayer. And see, they made the prayer hocus pocus. And say these things, you're all right. And just make sure you come to church and you give your money when you're supposed to and blah, 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 blah. And that is just blah. It's no powerful word of God. Think of Lot. You know what? He seems to be like one who mocked to the people like Abraham. He seems to have mocked those he loved. But then, when he finds out destruction is coming, he seems to his own son-in-laws and children and others that he's trying to get to leave the place to say they think he's mocking. Because now it just doesn't go with the way he's living. I would have preached probably that Lot was not saved had I not read in the New Testament. The Bible called him a righteous man. But he was a righteous man that did not stay true to the Word of God. When you stay true to the fundamentals of God's Word, and I call that being a biblicist, you're going to be in earth's minority. You're even going to be in religion's minority. You're even in, if your denomination is, say, Independent Baptist, it's getting to the point where we're even in that minority.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.